knew all about the negative things said about James Benson Dudley High School. It's a school of gangbangers, pregnant girls, thirsty boys, underachievers, ghetto black people. But none of these stereotypes bothered me. My mind was already made up. My decision was final. I was going to be a Dudley Panther.
Foundations built, our lives will forge ahead. All love and kindness have our young souls said.
My name is Tiffany Faith McMillan. I'm an only child and have attended private schools since the ripe age of 3. I graduated 8th grade with a 4.0, and 3 Greensboro High School academies wooed me. One of them was Dudley. I applied to its early college academy program. They had 3 tracks, health science, education, and engineering. I'm in health science.
It is an elevated element in our school to let individuals know that they can succeed at a higher level.
Norman Phelps is my 9th grade counselor, and he works with me to make sure I'm taking the classes I need. Phelps cautions people not to judge the quality of education at Dudley based on where the school is located.
Those individuals that say don't come over to Dudley have probably never been to Dudley or they've driven past Dudley. They see it as the lower socioeconomic status community. However, it does not mean that everyone in the community is a gangbanger, is on drugs, is pregnant. So what people are saying, they're basing a lot of their conversation on stereotypes.
Dudley was built in 1929 for African American students. 31 years later, it made national headlines when some of its students protested against segregation. They marched with students from North Carolina A&T State University into downtown Greensboro. And for 5 months, they staged a sit-in at the Woolworths lunch counter from February to July in 1960. My principal, Jesse Pratt.
The sit-in at Woolworths was started by North Carolina A&T students. Those students went home on summer break, and Dudley High School students stepped in and filled in for the A&T students while they were on break.
The A&T students who took the lead for these historic protests became nationally known as the Greensboro Four. 3 of them were Dudley High School alums.
We shall strive on as others too have done.
Coming to Dudley was a cultural shock. I had previously attended a majority white Christian school with a little more than 100 students. Dudley's student body is 1,704. 93% are African Americans. Hispanic and multiracial make up 4%. The rest are Caucasian, Asian, and American Indian. In the late 70s, my mother wanted to attend Dudley, but didn't live in the district. She and my father believed Dudley is a good fit for me because the classes are challenging.
I think that they are interested in the students' development, and I feel that you will have the attention in preparing for college.
Phelps calls Dudley one of Guilford County's best-kept secrets.
Another stereotype is that a lot of students do not get scholarships. 2007-2008, early college academy seniors earned over $5 million in scholarships. And in 2008-2009, we led the Guilford County School System District again and again with almost $10 million.
From the staff to the students, we are one big family who care for each other and want everyone to succeed. It's not about the neighborhood where your school is located or the economic status of the students. It's about the support and encouragement you get from those inside the school, helping you develop skills and confidence to take on new challenges.
Our Dudley High.